HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast, the weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hey guys, how's it going? If the lockdown has taught me anything, it's that apart from pizza, what I value a lot is my downtime when I Netflix and chill. OTT platforms have truly been saviors, what with me having made my way through my stash of books and refusing to embrace that Kindle life. So, for our Valentine's Day issue, we got Prakrant Masi and Radhika Madan as our HD Brunch cover stars to debate if this love for OTT is a real deal or just infatuation. Catch their conversation with Shruti Nair from Team Brunch on whether OTT has finished the larger-than-life cinema for good or if it's just a passing phase.
Hi Vikrant. Hi Radhika. Welcome to the HD Brunch podcast.
So, first one is the comfort of watching, obviously, because the pandemic here has showed us that we've not been able to step out and of course, we've been inside the houses, so we have only been able to view it on OTT. Now, considering that, is there a comfort to watching movies on OTT as opposed to seeing it in the theatre?
Radhika ji, shuru kijiye.
I feel that, of course, the comfort is there. I can pause anytime. I can go to the loo and watch it. So I can do like multitasking. Let's not get into the details. And of course, comfort is there. I also feel that our attention span is reducing because jitna chal raha hai, stats flat, jitna bhi hum dekh rahe hain, short films are working more, badi badi length ki movies nahi chal rahi hain, and hum kabhi bhi pause kar dete hain, kabhi bhi chale jaate hain. So I feel attention span reduced ho raha hai and comfort to hai hi. Baki Vikrant sir hume batayenge aur kya kya hai.
So, yeah, I agree with her. I absolutely agree with her. This entire corona phase, you know, in a month of 40, 45 days, it'll be a year. So, a lot of people have sort of lapped onto it also because they didn't have any choice. You know, there were protocols to be followed. So, log apne ghar se nikle nahi. But I was very fortunate, you know, I have no complaints, whether OTT or films. People have been very kind. And as Radhika said, attention span hamara generally life mein itna kam hota ja raha hai. And a lot of people have, you know, lapped up to this entire lockdown phase. They've sat down since they had nothing to do. Schools were shut, offices were shut. They were watching whatever was available online. And, you know, there is no dearth of good content because, you know, now there are so many takers for good content. There are so many platforms out there. And it's been good. God's been kind, and I think it's something which is here to stay, and it is not just in India. I think, you know, consumption of entertainment worldwide, I think, has, you know, slowly and steadily shifted towards OTT. If not towards OTT, I think you know, streaming platforms have found their own footing. The latest example, which the other day I sort of was having a chat with someone for the Golden Globe Awards, you see, you know, Netflix is topping the charts.
Yeah.
And you have some incredible content which was on Netflix and a lot of other streaming platforms also, like HBO and a lot of other places. So, yeah, it's a welcome change. It's given an opportunity to a lot of creative artists, like writers, actors, directors. Sabko mauka mil raha hai kaam karne ka. But I think it's a good change and I think people are embracing it.
Right. What do you think about the censorship on platforms? Like, now there is going to be censorship, but ab tak to nahi tha. And whereas obviously movies do undergo censorship. So how much does it restrict you as an actor on both these platforms?
It depends on the script, to be very honest. I like the fact that there was no censorship on OTT platforms because you can show more real things. You can show more real emotions. You can show the reality. You don't have to sajana nahi hai aapko reality ko. Ki hum primal, it's not a suraj bhar jaate hai wala ki hum sab saath saath hai wala ki sab happy happy dikhao and maze aa jaye. Aisa nahi hai. But mujhe wo jo ek reality dikhti thi OTT pe, agar hum log galiyan de rahe hain to galiyan dikhate hain, log kar rahe hain kuch jo bhi kar rahe hain, whatever it is. So I like that kind of freedom. I like that kind of I like that freedom of speech, to be very honest. And it does break my heart to hear this, that, you know, there's going to be censorship on OTT platforms. So yeah, it does restrict it.
With me, see, that has always been the case. I really don't understand ki aaj hum achanak se, it is not something that has always been there. Ye 4-5 saal se agar hume freedom mili thi, to it, you know, filmon mein to censorship hamesha thi. You know, print media mein hamesha censorship thi. Honi chahiye, nahi honi chahiye, that is a different topic altogether. See, I really don't see a lot of difference, to be honest. See, we also have to concede the fact that jab censorship nahi thi, a lot of people did go overboard. And I'm not talking about streaming platforms. I'm talking about easily available content on YouTube. Agar aap yaad karein ki 5-7 saal pehle jab online content aana shuru hua tha, a lot of people did go overboard. Maybe I am also a party to it in some way or the other. But today when I sit back after 5 years of, you know, work on OTT, I think it really does not make a difference to me. Agar aap koi bhi kahani batana chahte hain, censorship to hamesha thi hi, you know. I really don't understand one thing ki aaj achanak se aisa hame kyun lag raha hai ki censorship thi nahi. Censorship was always there. Chahe cinema ho, there was always a censor board. If you have to put out your content on television, you have to go through the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. There are certain sets of rules that you have to follow. Aaj agar yahi cheez OTT pe lagu kar rahe hain, to it really does not make a lot of difference to me because main apni kahani bataunga. And I am someone who very firmly believes that, you know, har cheez ko kehne ka ek tarika hota hai. Main jaise apne ghar pe baat karta hu ya jaise main apne doston ke sath gaali galoch karke baat karta hu, waise main aapke sath ya kisi aur ke sath nahi kar sakta. Wo mera khud ka ek personal conduct hai, jo meri khud ki personal censorship hai, jo mere apne inherent nature mein hai. And also it totally depends on the kind of censorship now. Like, we all don't know what kind of censorship we are going to get.
Vikrant, I just, sorry to cut you, I just had a question. Like,
please.
Do you think that a show like Mirzapur will be possible after, you know, censor board coming on board? Like, will we be able to make a show like Mirzapur ever after that? There's a reason why Mirzapur was there on an OTT platform and not in the theaters, though it was a great show, because we had that kind of freedom of speech to show whatever we showed.
Totally depends. You know, main wahi keh raha hu ki what kind of a censorship are we looking at? You know, there are so many ways of censoring something. Are we talking about, okay, reducing the amount of violence? Are we talking about reducing the amount of gore? Are we talking about reducing anything for that matter of fact? For example, if aaj agar koi bhi association ye kehti hai ki aap ye nahi bana sakte hain, you know, aaj agar hum, for example, let's just, you know, to face it very head on, aaj agar hum propaganda ki hi agar baat karte hain, so that is how this world has always been. You know, ye hum aaj apni zindagiyon mein pehli baar experience kar rahe hain, but you know, any form of censorship during the Cold War phase or during the Second World War, especially because cameras were easily available, there were so many propaganda films that were made. Politics, unfortunately, has seeped so deep into our bones today. So sabke reasons alag alag hain. The self-check is something which has to be there. You know, whether censorship or no censorship, I definitely am a firm believer ki self-check hona bahut zaruri hai.
Since you've spoken about the regressiveness of TV scripts, and because both of you come from doing TV, I need to ask you that, what do you think about the forwardness of OTT scripts versus the regressiveness of TV scripts?
Like how Vikrant said, there are shows, you know, which have really regressive content. like Balika Vadhu came in. I think Colors as a channel, it came in with a lot of shows which was socially relevant and when it started off in the beginning. So yeah, I think because TV audience bahut zyada hai, aapke paas bahut zyada log hai influence karne ke liye. So it's a bigger responsibility. That is what I feel. So, but mujhe ye lagta hai ki haan, 5% aise shows bante honge jo acha content wale honge, 95% hai jo nahi hai acha content. Aur wahi 95% influence kar sakta hai hamari majority ko. So I feel that it's high time that TV producers or directors there or actors, they need to, you know, step up their game and make an impact. And impact bhi nahi karna hai to just entertain audience in the right way. We're over the Saas Bahu saga, that is what I feel. We're over that. We're more than that. We have more things to tell people. We have more things to show people. And if we're catering to audiences who are in the village or in smaller cities, then show stories jahan par wahan pe ek impact aayega. दिखाओ कि बहुत नॉर्मल है एक लड़की काम कर रही है और लड़का घर पे खाना बना रहा है रादर देन जस्ट शोइंग कि अच्छा वो बहू साड़ी सास पति मरा प्लास्टिक सर्जरी दोबारा पति मरा फिर मोर देन दैट
मेरा बचपन
एंड इट्स फनी बिकॉज मैं मेरा पे काम भी करती थी तो क्या होता था कि हमारा एक कॉम्प्लेक्स होता था जहां पे 3-4 शोज बन रहे होते थे और कभी हम दूसरे एक्टर से टकरा जाते थे तो ऐसे बोलते थे कि तेरे यहाँ पे क्या चल रहा है कह रहे मेरे यहाँ पे तो ये चल रहा है कह रहे अच्छा वो तो मेरे यहाँ पे पिछले हफ्ते होके खत्म हो गया तो वी वर एक्चुअली हम आपस में स्टोरी बोलते थे अच्छा मतलब मेरे यहाँ पे ये आएगा सो इतना नॉर्मल हो गया आई थिंक वी नीड टू बी मोर क्रिएटिव एंड मेक मोर इम्पैक्ट सो या दैट इज व्हाट आई फील बट आई होप वी गेट मोर शोज लाइक बालिका वधु
लेकिन आफ्टर पॉइंट इन टाइम दैट आल्सो गोज डाउन द सेम रूट अनफॉर्चुनेटली ऑफ
नहीं दैट्स ट्रू सी टेलीविजन इज ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ डोर टू डोर मीडियम यू हैव सो मेनी ऑप्शंस टुडे आज भी मिडिल क्लास लोग हमारे ज्यादा हैं इस पूरे देश में आज भी चाहे हम लोग मार्स पे हमने भेज दिए चीजें चांद पे भेज दिए चीजें बट एक एक जो स्ट्रक्चर है वो स्ट्रक्चर आज भी वैसे का वैसा ही हमारा तो रिग्रेसिव कॉन्टेंट तो है ही यू नो अनफॉर्चुनेटली है बट यू नो देर इज ऑलवेज अ काउंटर फॉर एवरीथिंग इन लाइफ यू नो नो कॉन्वर्जेशन कैन बी यू नो अ वन डायमेंशनल कॉन्वर्जेशन हम लोग आज अगर ये कहते हैं कि ये क्यों बनता है तो द मेकर्स हैव एन इमीडिएट काउंटर सेइंग कि देर आर ऑडियंसेस हु आर बाइंग दैट सो दैट देर आर स्पॉन्सर्स हु आर विलिंग टू पे फॉर द स्पॉन्सरशिप यू नो एंड इवेंचुअली इट इज बिजनेस So if at all we are sort of, if we have to categorize it as substandard content, there are so many people who are willing to buy that substandard content because as Radhika said at the beginning of the interview that more than 75-80% of the people and or maybe more, ye sirf unke liye getaway hai from their mundane life, from the stresses of their life. And also, you know, a lot of human psychology comes into play jahan tak mujhe aisa lagta hai. You know, we are, matlab ye sadak pe agar ladai chal rahi hoti hai, तो हमें बड़ा मजा आता है रोड साइड पे खड़े होकर देखना कि यार यहाँ पे पिटाई चल रही है तो हम वैसे रहे हैं वी एंजॉय कॉन्फ्लिक्ट अनफॉर्चुनेटली यू नो वी आर बॉर्डरलाइन हिपोक्रेट्स यू नो इट्स वेरी शार्डन फ्रॉइडिश इफ आई कैन पुट इट दैट वे दूसरों की मिजरी में हमें मजा आता है यू नो जब कोई सड़क के किनारे पिट रहा होता है तो हम वहां खड़े होकर शायद फोन निकाल के उसका वीडियो बना के उसको वायरल भी बना देते हैं तो ये हमारा ह्यूमन नेचर है तो उसमें हमें अपने भीतर देख के समझना है कि व्हाट इज द चेंज दैट वी आर गोइंग टू इनकल्केट इज यू नो द फ्यूचर जनरेशन इसमें कोई सही गलत नहीं है एंड द मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल थिंग अबाउट स्टोरी टेलिंग इज कि यू नो इसमें कोई सही गलत नहीं होता सबके अपने अपने पर्सपेक्टिव्स होते हैं तो आज अगर टेलीविजन पे रिग्रेसिव कॉन्टेंट चल रहा है तो वो इसीलिए चल रहा है क्योंकि लोग देख भी तो रहे हैं उसका हम क्या कर सकते हैं उनकी मानसिकता तो नहीं बदल सकते हैं मैं सिर्फ ये कर सकता हूँ कि ठीक है मुझे उस चीज का हिस्सा नहीं बनना है मुझे अच्छी कहानियां करनी है मैं अपना रास्ता बदल सकता हूँ
But you have a very meaty, nice role, a smaller role which conveys lot of meaning. What would you pick, both of you?
See, the definition of heroes is changing. The definition of big films is changing. You know, aaj, jaise, I am a very, very firm believer in this thing ki हीरोज का डेफिनेशन तो पिछले 10 सालों में और सिर्फ सिनेमा में ही नहीं, सिनेमा इज ओनली रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड वी लिव इन. ओवरऑल जनरली इन लाइफ डेफिनेशन ऑफ हीरोज इज चेंजिंग. अ डेफिनेशन ऑफ अ बिग फिल्म इज ऑल्सो चेंज्ड. आज इट इज नॉट नेसेसरी दैट अ बिग फिल्म इज अ गुड फिल्म. आज व्हाट मैटर्स इज अ गुड फिल्म, यू नो, चाहे फिल्म कितनी भी छोटी हो वो अच्छी है या नहीं है वो ज्यादा मैटर करता है. तो आई सी इट दैट वे. आई वॉन्ट टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ गुड स्टोरीज. आई वॉन्ट टू कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट माई बिट, यू नो, आई वॉन्ट टू स्पीक माई माइंड थ्रू माई वर्क. ट्विटर पे जाके बोलने की कोशिश की बट इट इज अ वेरी टॉक्सिक प्लेटफॉर्म, तो मैं वहां पे सर्वाइव नहीं कर पाया. जो मुझे सही लगती है वो मैं काम के थ्रू बोलना चाहता हूँ. तो वो चाहे छोटी फिल्म हो या बड़ी फिल्म हो या फिर वो हीरो लेड हो या हीरोइन लेड हो, उससे मुझे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता है. मुझे अच्छी कहानियां कहनी है. एंड इफ इट ऑल आई एम टू सॉर्ट ऑफ, यू नो, साउंड ऑलमोस्ट बॉर्डरलाइन पॉम्पस एंड से कि आई स्टार्टेड ऑफ माय जर्नी दैट वे. आई वाज नेवर द लीड ऑफ द स्टोरीज दैट आई स्टार्टेड ऑफ विद. You know, आज वो मुझे मौका मिल रहा है क्योंकि कहीं ना कहीं प्रोड्यूसर्स, डायरेक्टर्स और ऑडियंसेस मुझे वैसे देखना चाहते हैं. इफ आई डोंट डिलीवर, यू नो, देयर विल बी समवन एल्स, यू नो, नो वन इज इररिप्लेसेबल. तो सब कुछ बदल रहा है, यू नो, एंड द वर्ल्ड इज चेंजिंग एट अ रैपिड पेस. तो मेरे लिए अच्छी कहानी का हिस्सा होना ज्यादा मैटर करता है. ऑब्वियसली यस, एट द सेम टाइम समथिंग दैट चैलेंजेस मी, यू नो, आई कम बैक होम एंड आई, यू नो, टेल माय फैमिली, यू नो, अरे आज ये क्या, इसमें मजा आया, या फिर मैं खुद कुछ दो चीजें सीख के घर पे आया. तो यू नो, देयर आर टू मेनी थिंग्स अटैच्ड to, you know, one being a part of a story or a film. So I see it that way. That's how I see it.
And Radhika, what about you?
I totally agree with Vikrant. I'm sailing in the same boat, I feel. Like right now, because of OTT, nobody knows who's a hero. Pehle to aap bol dete the ki chalo 100 crore di isne, chalo ye ban gaya hamara hero. Fir kisi aur ne di to wo ban gaya hero. अब थिएटर्स ही बंद हैं और ओटीटी पे ज्यादा व्यूअरशिप आ रही है, तो कौन है हीरो? पहली बात तो वही आ जाती है जैसे वो कह रहे हैं. तो वो गैप ब्रिज हो गया,
राइट?
अब क्या इंपॉर्टेंट है, अब लोग कतरा नहीं रहे ये बोलने से. पहले जो लोग, ऑडियंस भी हमारा थोड़ा आंखें बंद करके ये बोलती थी कि चाहे अच्छी है चाहे बुरी है, हम तुम्हारे दीवाने हैं और हम देखने जा रहे हैं, वो अभी कुछ नहीं हो रहा है. अगर बुरी है तो दे स्पीकिंग देयर माइंड्स आउट, दे पुटिंग इट ऑन सोशल मीडिया. तो आई थिंक राइट नाउ द स्क्रिप्ट इज द हीरो.
ट्रू.
सो इफ द स्क्रिप्ट इज ग्रेट, देन मेरा 5 मिनट का रोल हो, मेरा पासिंग रोल हो, चाहे मेरा 60 मिनट का रोल हो, या पूरी मूवी में सिर्फ मैं ही हूं, आई डोंट केयर. स्क्रिप्ट नीड्स टू बी द हीरो एंड इट नीड्स टू make me jump out of the bed and lose my sleep and main nahate hue bhi uske bare mein sochni chahiye hu and sab kuch karte hue uske bare mein sochni chahiye. That is all I want personally for myself. I feel that is my take. I would want to be an actor first and then a heroine. I kyunki heroine aapko brands bhi banate hain, to agar brands mein jaa rahe hain then wo alag ek ho hai. But I would want to be appreciated as an actor because that makes me sleep peacefully at night.
True. Wow.
Thank you, Vikrant and Radhika, for joining us today. It was a great chat.
Dosa. It's something that I've lived on for 2 months at a stretch. Literally. So this was back when I was interning at a media house at ITO and I would catch a crisp paper dosa from Udupi for lunch and a homemade one filled with cheese and spicy aloo made by mum, accompanied by oodles of spicy coconut chutney, of course. But paper dosa will always be my one true love ever since my parents introduced me to it at Sagar in Defence Colony when I was around 3 or 4 years old, I think. And I've always insisted that it should be crisp, even back then, because trust me, it adds to the flavor and the experience for sure. Here's what HT Brunch columnist Veer Sanghvi has to say about the same.
So here's a fairly basic question. You go to an Udupi restaurant or a South Indian snacks restaurant, shall we say, and you order a dosa. Now, what kind of dosa do you like? Do you like one that's soft and squishy and you can have sort of generously proportioned flesh with the masala? Or do you like one that's thin, lean and totally crisp, like, say, a paper dosa? Well, I'll tell you what I like. I will go for the paper dosa 10 times out of 10. I won't waste my time on normal dosa. Why is that? Well, I've come to the conclusion that ultimately when it comes to food, as far as I'm concerned, crisp is better than not crisp. If I go to a restaurant and I ask for French fries, I always ask for them to be done really crisp. If I eat a wafer or potato chip, if you want to call it that, the crispness is part of the appeal. If I have an aloo tikki, for instance, the best part for me is the crisp bit on the outside. When I get bacon, I don't want it all oily and porky. I want it really crisp, burnt almost to a crisp, so that when you put it in your mouth, it crunches down. Now, I'm not unusual in this. We know now that the things that scientists tell us about taste are incomplete. First of all, to say that there are only 5 basic tastes, etc., doesn't tell the story. For example, hot chili food doesn't fit into that format. The truth is that when we eat, we don't just care about basic tastes. We care about other things. We care about texture. We care about smell. We care about appearance. So that's what my column is about this week. Or to put it another way, it is about paper dosa, anything else.
How many times have you forgotten to wear a mask and remembered right before you closed the door? Or realized you left your disinfectant spray at home after buying something and had to make do with your sanitizer? Well, as much as I can't wait for the day that I can venture out relatively fearlessly, I'm also wondering what life will be like post-COVID. There's a former colleague I've been wanting to meet for a while now, but I just haven't had the guts simply because I know that he's too careless. So how do we get over this strange fear of literally meeting and hugging people or even eating freely at restaurants? And do we start now? Do we wait? HT Branch columnist Seema Goswami has some ideas. Listen on for those.
Over the last year, COVID has been ruling our lives. We've been hunkered down at home, washing hands, sanitizing, wiping down surfaces, as if our lives depended on it. We've stayed away from family and friends, remained socially distanced, and we've slipped on a mask every time we left home. It's almost become second nature to us. But while all of this has kept us safe, it has also left us scared, not just of the virus, but of fellow human beings. Instead of seeing people as friends, family, neighbors, and colleagues, we see them as a clear and present danger. They have become less human beings and more disease vectors who might kill us if they got within breathing distance. But now that COVID numbers are trending down and the pandemic seems to be on its way out, we all have to find a way to reconnect with the significant humans in our life. Speaking for myself, I'm finding it incredibly hard to slip back into the rhythms of pre-pandemic life. I find it hard to take off my mask in public. And when I do go out to eat with my husband, I get panicked every time a fellow guest comes up without a mask. So what is the solution? How do I get over my overwhelming fear of other people and go back to a modicum of normal life? Well, I have some ideas, but you're going to have to read my column to find out.
He's a Delhi boy who moved to Australia right before the pandemic surfaced. Given the lack of gigs, which was to be his avenue to earn while studying music there, Mukul Jivnani is doing something that cannot be done successfully in India, busking on the streets of Australia. I remember when I first saw him perform about 5 years ago at Delhi's Fig and Maple, and just the rawness of his voice and earnestness made me go up to him after his set and exchange numbers. Well, it's come in handy today as we've got him on board all the way from Australia to sing a cover of Crazy by Niles Barkley. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm going to be playing Crazy by Niles Barkley. just knew too much that made me cry.
Great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.